Greetings, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Select Board Rewind. I am Leon Goman, and I'm the town manager for the town of Weston. And I am here to talk about a bunch of meetings that were held this past week. Let's start with the big one, which was our regular Select Board meeting, June 3rd, 2025. We started at 6 o'clock, and we began with a conversation with our sustainability coordinator, who is talking about the Climate Leaders Program and a decarbonization plan. She highlights the state's interest in getting rid of fossil fuels by sometime within the next 50 years or so. And as a result, communities are thinking about how they're going to operate in an all-electric environment, for example, for our buildings. And so there was a good discussion back and forth. The item will be continued to our next meeting. They will be discussing whether or not to implement some sort of a decarbonizational policy for the town. They did have a continuation of the discussion about the dog hearing for the dangerous dog that was heard at our last Select Board meeting. The Select Board ultimately decided to determine that this was definitely a nuisance animal and issued an order to the dog owners on proper restraint of this animal. We have followed up that discussion with a discussion about the Weston Alternative Voting Exploratory Committee, which was in existence several years ago. Select Board Member McDonald is interested in looking critically at that committee and possibly bringing it back or another variation of that committee to discuss possible amendments in the way that we do our town meeting. And that might involve things like seeking special legislation to allow people to vote at annual town meetings or special town meetings from home. There's a lot of work to be done on that in order to change the law, but that is in consideration, and they're going to continue discussions on that as well. There was a discussion of the Select Board on the appointment process. Select Board Chair Lees Rivers has brought forward at least the idea that we should amend the appointment policy of the Select Board in a couple of different ways. And John McDonald raised the issue of the possibility of limiting the number of terms a member can serve as chair of a committee in Weston. Also possible re-advertising for all positions when they become vacant at the end of the term. They're going to continue discussing this at the next Select Board meeting as well. In addition, they made some comments about re-looking at the associate members policy. So all of that is to be continued. They did vote to approve the 2025 to 2026 projects and priorities. And I just want to go through them quickly with you all here today. They voted the projects and priorities for the upcoming year in three categories: high, medium, low, and then they've designated some that they will not have as projects or priorities, but they'll just have as liaisons to the board. The high priorities for the upcoming year are bringing the town into compliance on the MBTA 3A Communities Act. Also on the list of high priorities is the continued work on the fire station project, as well as the water master plan water tank replacement project. They want to finalize the Case Estates project, especially the resale of the properties, the three buildings, and finalize the Josiah Smith Tavern reuse by getting a restaurant into the property within the next 12 months. The medium priorities: continuing to find ways to improve cell phone service in town. They're working on the high school, middle school master plan project with the schools. Working to improve town website and town communications. We want to continue to look at our water billing and the rate structures and cycles and so on and so forth. And then finally, the low priority ones for the year, but certainly ones we still wish to work on: finalizing the amendment of the investment policy and to implement remote voting at town meeting. And that leads into the discussion I had earlier about the Western Alternative Voting Exploratory Committee. Those were the items that we had on the agenda for June 3rd. The following morning, we had our monthly water tank working group meeting, and we had the full membership of the select board present, as well as our consultants, both the OPM, as well as the engineers who are working on the project. And if you have any interest in what happened at that meeting, please know the videos will be uploaded to Weston Media and the town's website shortly. And then finally, today, on Thursday, June 5th, we had a third select board meeting in a joint meeting with the planning board to discuss 3A and the MBTA Communities Act. And there are a lot of different projects coming up relative to that. I encourage you, if you have an interest in the 3A project, to watch that video. You will find it very interesting. Please note that there is going to be a site walk of the Boston Properties location on Monday, June 9th at 5 p.m. at the site. And if you want, please go to the town's website and you will see information about that meeting. Those are the meetings that we had this week, the first week of June 2025. And I will see you for the next episode of Select Board Rewind.